online. So I will call the board meeting to order for today, January 15th. Happy New Year to everybody. And I'd ask Remy to do a roll call of the board members.
Commissioner Sandy.
Here.
Commissioner Crum.
Here.
Mr. Kendig. Mr. Fogel.
Here.
Mr. Elledge.
Here.
Mr. Vivlamore.
Here.
Chair Prus.
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you. Before us is our agenda. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at it? Any additions, deletions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I'd like to motion the agenda as presented.
Thank you. I need an online second.
This Bill, a second.
Thank you, Bill. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Does anybody want to add or delete anything, Randy?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda as presented? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Brings us to prior minutes for December 4th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I would like to motion for approval of the prior meeting minutes of December 4th, 2024.
This is Bill, I'll second.
Thank you.
I do have, Mr. Chair, I do have a possible edit.
All right. Go ahead, Randy.
Page 8, first paragraph. Third line, immediately after the $11.20, the word cents may be deleted.
Were you like a school teacher back in the day?
No, I'm a word reader, so... just one of those things that the good Lord blessed me with.
Well, thank you, Randy. Is there any other corrections, clarifications from board members? Is there any objection to adopting the minutes for December 4th? Hearing none, the minutes are adopted. All right. Now that brings us to item number 5, public comments. I'll remind everybody, if you want to make a public comment, to please state your name clearly and affiliation if you have one for our record. These are comments, not questions and answers. If you do have a question, we would ask that you put it in writing to our staff so that they can respond appropriately with accurate information. Remy, is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you called. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line at this time.
All right. Is there anybody in the boardroom here wishing to make a public comment? Hearing and seeing none, I will close the public comments section. Next up on our agenda is item number 6. A is executive session, confidential deliberate matters related to AGDC update, ADA finances, ADA projects, all of which are subject to the deliberate process privilege, executive process privilege, and other legal exemptions from the Open Meetings Act. Also, matters related to ADA subject to the attorney-client privilege will be discussed. I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I'd like to motion the executive session, the board entering to executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: AGDC update, ADA finances, ADA projects, and other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific to legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, and are matters that are attorney-client privileged, and matters involving consideration of issues that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process, privilege, or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.62.310(c)(1), (3), and (4), and the Alaska Public Records Act.
Is there a second?
This is Bill Vivelmar, I'll second.
Thank you. Remy, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy? Commissioner Sandy?
Oh, sorry about that. I couldn't get my mute off. Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig? Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivelmar?
Yes.
Chair Pruse?
Yes.
Passes.
Okay. Are we on, Remy?
Chair, you are on the record.
You just turned yourself off.
The day. Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you, Remy. All right. Where's my sheet here? All right, I will make and advise the public that the board does not take any actions on matters discussed while in executive session. The session was limited to discussion of matters directly protected by the public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. So we are now out of the executive session, and we're now going to go to item number 7 on our agenda, director's reports. So I will turn it over to Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Some project updates for the board and the members. The Ambler Road project, as you're aware, we received a no-build decision from the Biden Department of Interior. For a number of reasons, we feel that decision's invalid, illegal, that we have statutory rights to that access under the Statehood Act and the ANILCA, which specifically calls out access from the Dalton Highway to the Ambler Mining District. So we are continuing to pursue clearing up that right-of-way issue. There's also the state land right-of-way, which we've applied for several years ago. We've gotten some indication recently that that's moving forward and in the pile of decisions that DMLW makes, and that we should have something hopefully soon for that right-of-way. There's also the right-of-way through the Doyon land. We do have an access agreement with them. It's not long-term, but you know, we're hoping to be able to establish that and just have a clear path forward and just get to work. So that's the goal with Ambler. On ANWR, I think the board and members are aware that the Biden administration, Department of Interior, canceled our several leases. We're litigating that cancellation. Our leases were not bid on or offered in the last lease sale that frankly was, I think as the Alaska congressional delegation described it, was created to fail with such strict terms and conditions that it would be virtually impossible to develop those leases under those conditions. So we're anticipating and hoping for some relief from the new administration. President Trump's, I think as the members are aware, and the chair has made comments that he wants ANWR moving up and running. And he has discretion under the statute to offer additional lease sales under different terms. The law says that the lease terms and the sales should allow for not only leasing, but also exploration, development, production, and transportation of oil out of ANWR. And so terms and conditions then have to allow that. And we think we're going to see some action, I'm not sure entirely what, by the new president to make sure that the law is followed and those leases are allowed to be developed. Another project, the West Sioux Access Project, is finishing up fieldwork review. We'll be getting ready to file an application with the Corps. The jurisdictional federal wetlands has been reduced by about 80 to 90% based on the U.S. Supreme Court case in the Sackett case on how do you define wetlands. So the broad discretion the agency used to have to call a puddle a wetland and claim federal jurisdiction over it is gone. You now have to have a actual navigable river, lake, you know, or water body to assert jurisdiction. So that should help us move fairly quickly on that permitting. Okay. That's the project updates, Chair.
No word from Gleason?
No word from Gleason. I mean, we just hear anecdotal things that, you know, as a single judge for a three-judge district, she's just buried with everything from criminal cases to resource, you know, our cases. So we'll see. Hopefully we can get some names appointed and fill out the bench so things can move quicker. I think the delegation's working on that. Next item, Chair, is the loan dashboard report. Tiffany's here as well and can provide some updates. I've read the report. The activity's fairly slow, I guess, in a way. The J.T. Thies, John Thies loan was approved at the last meeting. That's Golden Heart, I think, Waste Management. So that's gone forward. But Tiffany, maybe you can give the board just a quick few thoughts on remaining.
Sure. Right now, we had a loan fund beginning of December. We did do that committed loan for JT Investments Alaska at last board meeting. We have about $30 million waiting that is committed and funded to close out this year, as well as several other projects for FY25. FY24, we did one of the largest approvals we had ever done that year. So now we're just waiting for a lot of things to hit the portfolio.
And that would, Tiffany, that would include Alaska Hotel Group?
Correct. So that expiration date was January 26th. They are looking at, because of construction funding, some extensions for the next month or two to get it closed. So we're working on that right now. So again, it'll be a fiscal year, but not this month.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't have anything else to add.
Are you busy? Are a lot of applications? What's going on?
We've had a lot of applications come in, not from every lender that we have out there, but we do have some coming in, and they're for larger dollar amounts. So that's really what we're looking at, putting things together for bigger developers. That's what we're seeing more of.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, the next item is the board resolution report. That's in members' packets. Item 7D is the interior energy project report. I did get to speak with Elena at IGU the other day, and they're anticipating May, June as the date when they will switch from gas from Cook Inlet to gas from the slope.
So I have a question about coming that. So the Fairbanks Interior Gas Utility has a 20-year agreement with extensions after that with for LNG. How does that play into a gas line coming down?
Mr. Chair, that's a good question. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I guess if I was IGU, I'd be looking for the cheapest gas possible, and if the gas line is there and
not be able to take advantage of it,
right? Because you're saying they might be locked in with Harvest, or
they don't have a provision in the contract.
Do they have an exit? Is there a penalty?
I'll find out, Chair.
We need to ask that. You need to ask that question, because here we are backstopping $50 million,
right?
And you know,
right? Yeah, I will ask that question. I'll talk to Elena tomorrow and find out.
You know, they've it's good. They've got LNG and the gas line is a gas line, but whether or not it gets built. But I just kind of, we just need to know what the Interior Utility has in mind on that, if anything.
It's a good question. I'll call Elena first thing in the morning.
How are they doing on conversions?
They say they're at least level with their anticipated numbers, that they're staying, you know, they're not falling off. So they're tracking right where they anticipated to be.
Well, last time you said that LNG is actually cheaper than diesel fuel, home heating oil?
That's right.
Yeah.
Up there?
That's right.
So I'm looking at page 13 on their conversion projects.
Right, they're a little ahead of for FY.
But they're way behind on Cardno projected. Then there's IGU projected, which I don't think we actually got that when we made the financial investment decision, quite frankly. It was all on Cardno. It's interesting that they're projected from 21, 22, and 23 were higher than IGU's projection, the actuals, which is good. For instance, in 23, they projected 2,100 conversions. They actually got 2,400 conversions. Now, so when this all started, they had 1,200 customers. So basically, they're over from the original. Every year, they're doubling their customer base. And looks like in 23, they doubled their original customer base in 1 year.
That's right. Pretty solid.
Does that make sense? Am I right there?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Are they reserving anything for the future loan payments that are due, that will be due?
I believe they are. I would have to check with Elena to get the amount.
Because would you give them a holiday, right?
Right.
And they have went out and got revenue bonds themselves.
Right.
So the real question is that I have is, are they reserving dollars, putting it in the bank, or how are they going to handle, or are we going to get a surprise when the first payment's due and they don't have money?
Right. I believe they have reserves, but I will double check and email the board.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My questions.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Randy.
Page 9 of that. B 7D, I think it is. Have they exhausted the grant and the state capital funding? Do you know, Randy?
By the grant, you mean the state? A state grant?
They've exhausted the grant.
The $4 million from the 2023 targeted airshed grant.
Right, right. Okay. I am not aware if they've exhausted that. I will find out, Member Elledge, and include that in my email tomorrow morning.
Okay. And the 2024 state capital funding.
Yeah, I will get you an answer to both of those.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You bet, Randy. I mean, typically, you know, the scenario that's played out in other projects like this is that it comes to the finish line or the start line, and then they ask for loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it's a negotiating chip in Juneau.
Wouldn't be the first time, right?
That's right. So I'm curious to see if they're actually reserving.
Yeah, I'll call Elena first thing in the morning, Chair.
Okay. What else on the list there, Randy?
Remaining items 7E and F are the project fact sheets that members can review and the statistics summary, which is the regular report on the loan programs that we have over at Department of Commerce. not a lot of activity, two loans, I think, in the last quarter. So.
Randy?
Yes, sir.
I think we might want to take a look at who we're highlighting on that project fact sheet. Just to ensure that some all of those projects on there are beneficial to not only us but that those customers as well.
I can do that, Chair.
All right. Anything on statistics summary?
Only that there's been not a lot of activity in those loan programs that are administered by the Department of Commerce, small business, and rural.
You mean, is Commissioner Sandy, do we need to bump her up a little bit on that?
I think there are some program improvements that the administrator has in Juneau. I'll visit with him when I'm there and find out what those are.
All right, so item
Randy, can we put, Chairman Pruse, could we put this on as a scheduled item for our next board meeting and have Randy just report back? I know that Jim Anderson, when we spoke last, because of some of the changes to the loan programs, as anticipated, we, in one of the programs anyway, it's being utilized more, which is what we wanted. But at some point, we are going to need to recapitalize that fund, but I don't have any of that information in front of me right now. So it'd be nice if Randy, when you get are in Juneau and you have an opportunity to meet with Director Anderson and then maybe could report back to the board at the next meeting, if that's okay with the chairman.
Yeah, the next meeting, which plays in, is in Juneau on February 26th. Is that gentleman based in Juneau, Julie?
Yeah.
Okay, so he can be invited to our meeting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And when you say recapitalize, so are the funds are distributed by Commerce and they can do the payments or whatever, the loan proceeds come back to ADA?
Through the chair, I believe.
No. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner. I think, as you're aware, the payments go back into the program administered by Commerce.
So we don't get it back?
No. I believe payments are held and then loaned again if needed on additional loans.
Come back to us?
I don't believe so.
No, but Dana, it's a really, I think holding off would be great because I think you guys will be very impressed if Director Anderson has an opportunity to present. It's been a really, in my mind, it's one of those sort of untold stories, you know, in terms of being able to, you know, essentially be the backbone of some of these communities' economies and these revolving loan programs, which are self-sustaining, right? So initially it was capitalized, the program pays for itself, the money continues to be loaned out. And but there's many different programs. And the one that we're talking about in particular is the one that Commerce administers on behalf of ADA. And that's been longstanding, I think, at least since the 80s, Randy, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct.
Okay.
So Dana, if it's okay, if he can
return on it.
No, it's all held. It's not a grant, but it's all held under the Department of we completely administer the entire program. There's not a cross back and forth between ADA, but I'd like Director Anderson to be able to come and just give a very brief report, and then you guys can have an opportunity to ask him questions.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I mentioned that our next meeting is the 26th in Juneau. At what time, Remy?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Place to be determined. Everybody bring their Sunday best. we're going into
Wranglers.
We're going into the get a chance to visit with everybody and looking forward to that meeting. So board comments.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I just want to thank Randy. This was a good board meeting, even though it ran pretty long today. It just highlights the amount of work that you and your staff are doing. So thank you specifically to you and Jeff. A lot of work is going into looking at all these projects and analyzing it. And thanks for Ramey for corralling us all. And I'm glad that we have our new CFO here to help get us the information that we need. So thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Randy.
Sorry, I think I stepped over Bill. Bill, please continue.
No, Randy, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you. It seems like staff may be awaiting information from the people that are going to present or for additional information for us for one of our sessions, and that creates a situation where staff doesn't have the ability to send it on out to us and give us a week or so we can totally review that information. And I would like, even though we publish our meeting date and we expect them to give us the information more promptly, that be a consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Good point.
This is Bill Kendig. I echo Albert's thoughts. I appreciate everything staff does. The meeting did run a lot longer than I expected, so I'll be dashing out the door.
Chair Perez, this is Policy Director Smythe for Commissioner Crum. Appreciate you guys having me on here. Commissioner apologizes he couldn't be part of the latter proceedings. As other board members have alluded to, AGDC, well, it took an inordinate amount of time. So thank you.
Thank you for attending. We appreciate your help. All right, well, I too would like to thank the staff. Welcome our new CFO. And related to what Albert said, you know, if we have a long bird meeting, you know that the staff has a lot of work because they're, you know, presenting it to us. So that's recognized and appreciated.
Thank you.
Appreciate the board due diligence and patience today, even though I was thrown under the bus. But that's okay.
Only after 45 minutes.
No, in all fun, in all seriousness, no, thank you, board members. It is 4:30. We started at 9 o'clock, and it's a long day. Appreciate the lunch, and I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you.